Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Where are you, Rita? She stepped out. I don't blame her.
They should go after these weapons of war.
Democrats like to say that no one needs an AR-15 for self-defense.
Because I fought for you, they came after me.
Those are all exclusively between Representative Dean Plocker and myself.
There seems to be a discrepancy. You knew why he was leaving as opposed to what your office shared with us.
I don't know anything about this video.
Larry the Downing Street cat at the moment would be a better prime minister.
Well, Boris Johnson is not going to be prime minister for much longer. They're picking a new leader over there this morning in the UK. How about that? Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We are happy you can be with us on Facebook, on the app, on the podcast, however you got here. Thank you for that. We do appreciate it. You've missed a lot so far this morning. A great interview last hour with a teacher from Missouri who's quitting, basically has quit because the school year's over now, because of what she saw in the classroom. And her warning at the end of that interview is that you better bet it's going on in a school district near you, too. So I'd advise you to go back, listen to the podcast, hit the rewind button if you're on the Odyssey app, listen to what Chris Arthur Peterson's had to say about that as she stepped away from her teaching position in Rockbridge, which is over in the middle of the state. But it's impacting us as well. So that's out there for you to listen to. Coming up, we're going to talk to Congressman Jason Smith. You know, he's been on the budget committee, and he sees how the sausage is made in Washington, and it's ugly right now. Can I just tell you that? The cost of these executive actions, the cost of a new $500 billion climate and Obamacare package, basically, that's being pushed through. What the president announced yesterday when he was talking to union members about bailing out their pension funds with federal tax dollars. I mean, it's just amazing.
And how does the CBO score one of these executive orders? I mean, I don't think they do, right? So how is that supposed to even happen?
Yeah, I don't know. They provided an analysis of it. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to hear what the congressman has to say about all of the zeros that follow that number.
Or
that
has the CBO just closed up shop and gone home?
Maybe they should.
Yeah.
Maybe they should at this point. True. You know, I did want to point out something, and you hear Sean Michael Lyle here in the background, who's been helping us out with the news this week. There's a new poll out, and every time one of these polls comes out in the Missouri Senate race, it's got a different number, a different person in the lead with the numbers, right? We've seen one consistently for a long time with Eric Greitens in the lead. Then a few came out with Eric Schmidt in the lead. Now there's one in the Missouri Times today from the Trafalgar Group showing Vicky Hartzler with a very, very slight lead over Eric Greitens and Eric Schmidt. But basically, it's all within the margin of error, which is almost 3%. And there's really no way to call anybody a front runner in that race if you kind of average all these out.
Undecideds.
True. And the undecided is the big story.
That's the big story there.
16.7% of the people remain roadkill.
Still?
They're in the middle of the road. And the only thing in the middle of the road is roadkill. They haven't decided which way they're going to break in this race. A Trump endorsement, therefore, could sway a number of those votes, and we still don't know if that's going to happen. If you heard John Lamping this week when he was on with me on Tuesday morning, he really thought it was going to happen last week. And here we are on Thursday of this week, 3 weeks and a couple of days away from the August 2nd primary. So if the former president is going to endorse, he's probably going to need to do it soon, as he did in that Ohio race. I think it was about maybe 3 weeks out. Maybe it was more than that in the Ohio race. I can't remember.
But look how quickly it turned things around in Alabama, though. I mean, yes. It doesn't need a lot of time.
That's true. Katie Britt ended up winning down there, and she's one of those candidates who at one point had been critical of Donald Trump and turned around and changed her tune. And like John suggested, the former senator, it sometimes appears that the president's reading the tea leaves and he sees who he thinks is going to be potentially going to benefit the most or has the greatest chance of winning. And maybe that's where his endorsement's coming in. But also somebody I think whose policies he would support the way they would vote on things. So we'll see whether or not that ends up being the case in the Missouri Senate race. That'll be some high drama if and when that happens. So I mentioned up next, we're going to talk to Congressman Jason Smith. I'll ask him about the Senate race, too, because he for a while was repeatedly mentioned as a possible candidate. He opted not to do that. If the Republicans retake the House, he's probably going to be the Budget Committee chairman, which is a big deal. That's a powerful position. So we'll talk to the congressman about that coming up and more on the CBO budget rulings on some of these executive actions and the other money that's been completely mismanaged, of course, up in D.C. right now. We will get to all that. Before the show is out, I mentioned this last hour. My friend Keith Hauser is going to join us. I should say, Keith has invited me to go along on an honor flight next week and help accompany these veterans who've served their country so honorably to D.C. to visit these war memorials for whichever conflict they participated in. And it's a day-long process. It's up at 3 a.m. at the airport. Flight leaves at 5:30. Get back at 8 o'clock in the evening. It's a whirlwind tour of Washington, D.C., and we're going to find out how you can support those efforts for these veterans moving into the future. Can't wait to talk to Keith about that at the bottom of the hour. Up next, Congressman Jason Smith. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Your hand in the spoon up your nose.
Spouse of the home and your community. You worked and lived for your whole life. But the reality is, for so many people, the goalposts keep moving. Unfortunately, that's probably Trump calling me. I hear that sound there.
Joe Biden yesterday, obviously Donald Trump occupies some real estate in his brain, some portion of it anyway, because he's still making Trump jokes this far into his presidency. How about that? Let's get to Congressman Jason Smith from the 8th Congressional District. Congressman, great to have you back on again. How are you?
Hey, great, Mark. It's great to be with you. You know what? President Biden clearly allows Trump to live rent-free in his head all the time. But it's not just him. It's all these Democrats. The only thing that unites them is their hatred for Donald Trump. Yet that's the expense of all Americans.
Boy, that's the truth. We're going to talk about that expense in just a minute. But as somebody who seriously considered a run at the Senate, do you think Donald Trump is going to endorse somebody in the 3 weeks we have left?
I do. I had dinner with Donald Trump just over a month ago.
Okay.
And he was asked that direct question by an individual that was also with us. And he said, yes, I am going to endorse in the Missouri Senate race. So, he says, why not get involved in every Senate race? So I expect him to. I'm expecting to surprise everyone in the next couple weeks.
Well, the last poll I read just a few minutes ago in the Missouri Times today said there's almost 17% of people are undecided. So you got to figure a big chunk of those get swayed by that endorsement, right?
Yeah, you know, I think that a lot of folks who do not have their mind made up already, and there's a lot of people out there, a lot of people don't have their mind made up. They will definitely appreciate the opinion of the former president, and it might help. Well, I'll put it this way. I'll say this right now, Mark. Whoever Donald Trump endorses in the state of Missouri will win the primary.
There you go. I believe that. I think you're right. Congressman Jason Smith, my guest. You know, I love what you do up there on the Budget Committee, bringing some truth to what Nancy Pelosi and the rest have done to this country. But let's talk about this CBO report and the cost of some of these executive actions that have come out of the White House.
You know what? This president has continued to do executive order after another that's basically declared war on working class families. And I wanted to know the true cost. So I requested the Congressional Budget Office to do a score of like 15 different executive orders. It was 15 plus executive orders that I outlined. And what came back with just those 15 plus executive orders was over $532 billion. That's almost $500 billion of spending and expense by the stroke of the pen this administration's done. Whether it's they figured $300 billion for his executive order to expand the welfare programs, $34 billion to expand Obamacare, and then $85 billion for a student loan debt. And when you look at student loan debt, that just drives me nuts. As someone who has student loan debt, and I'm still paying, the fact that the federal government should swipe your plate clean, it's unacceptable. If you look at student loan debt, federal student loan debt, 87% of Americans do not have federal student loan debt. So you're only talking about 13% of Americans that do. And out of that 13%, 60% of them make more than $74,000 a year. And that's who Trump wants. I mean, that's who Biden wants to take care of. Give me a break.
Well, and you know, these are things that we don't have any immediate control over, right? I mean, if it's an executive order, unless it's challenged in court, this is discretionary spending.
The other way that you can challenge it is by Congress.
Yes.
However, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer control all of Congress, and they do the bidding for the president.
Wow.
But we're trying to change that in the next few months.
Well, I'm glad you're up there working on it. And, you know, I mean, do you see what everyone else is seeing, that there's going to be a red tidal wave come November?
I'll tell you, I have been working so hard, Mark, campaigning for candidates. I helped recruit some of the best candidates across this country to fire Speaker Pelosi. I've been in 12 states in the last 9 weeks helping candidates. The red wave is coming. They are fed up with the crisis after crisis created by the one-party Democrat control of government at the White House, the House, and the Senate. They're tired of 12.2% inflation since Joe Biden took office. They're tired of gas prices being up 109% since Joe Biden took office. They're tired of real wages being down 4.2% since Joe Biden took office. And they're tired of the illegal invasion at the southern border by the stroke of the pen of Joe Biden. The Democrat one-party control, we've had enough. The American people's had enough, and they're going to speak in November.
Well, I hope so. That puts you in line to chair that budget committee, doesn't it?
Well, I'm hoping to chair the Ways and Means Committee.
Oh, okay. All right.
Why just look at the budget committee? Ways and Means Committee is the committee that has sole jurisdiction over all revenue that comes into the United States, over all trade, over all Social Security, Medicare, and most welfare programs. Missouri has not had a chair of Ways and Means since 1860. It's time for us to have another one.
I couldn't agree more with that. You know, a couple other issues I wanted to talk to you about that you guys recently voted on. This gun bill that they're touting is, you know, the first major gun control legislation in 40 years, which while it didn't ban anything, in my opinion, doesn't really address any of the issues that have led to these recent shootings.
It's a joke. Let me tell you, it's illegal to kill someone.
Thank you.
It's illegal to kill someone. That is a law in the book. When you got a crazy nut job willing to kill someone, they're not going to care what Congress passes. It is a joke. It's all about the liberal agenda trying to infringe on law-abiding Second Amendment rights. It's unacceptable. That's why I was adamantly opposed to it, and every Republican should have been opposed to it.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. Congressman Jason Smith, our guest this morning, I asked Josh Hawley this when I had him on the show last week. There's now an independent who's announced he's running for Senate in Missouri, John Wood. I actually had him on the air. He self-described himself as Liz Cheney's attorney on the J6 committee. And I can't imagine why he's there except as a spoiler. Any thoughts on that?
All I have to say is Liz Cheney is a Pelosi Republican. If he is representing her, I have great concern.
You know John Wood?
I do not know him, but if he is Liz Cheney's lawyer who's trying to create a mockery of January 6th, I have great concern.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Jack Danforth is spending millions of dollars on this, and all I see is a recipe to get a Democrat elected back to the Senate from Missouri.
Having an independent in the race only assures that a Democrat wins the Senate race. I don't know why this is happening. I respect Senator Danforth, but this is not the right decision.
Congressman, do you expect that if and when Republicans win back the House, they take control of the J6 committee and inject a little bit of balance into it?
Let me tell you, there's no balance in January 6th committee. What the January 6th committee is all about is creating a witch hunt on Donald Trump and any Republicans. They want to distract from the real issues that's facing hardworking Americans. The price of inflation going up astronomical, just exceptionally high, gas prices, the invasion at the southern border. Real issues at hand is what Americans care about. And you know what? People care about the laws not being enforced. What about the rioting that went on in Seattle, yes, Minneapolis, in our own area in Missouri? You know, we need to enforce the laws. What happened at the Capitol is no different than what happened at the federal courthouses in Washington State and Oregon. That was an attack on federal property. Why aren't they looking into that? They're only looking at January 6th is because the guy named Donald Trump.
Amen. Congressman Jason Smith, thank you so much for your time this morning. You're welcome back anytime.
Good to talk with you, Mark. Take care and stay cool.
I will do it, sir. Thank you. Always good to get him on here. That's fantastic. Yeah, good point. And he sees it coming, too, in November. I think he's absolutely right. That'd be great to see him in charge of Ways and Means. Give Missouri a little more pull on that as well. Fantastic. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to my friend Keith Hauser. I'm going on an honor flight next week, and I couldn't be any more honored that they invited me to get to go along and help out these great veterans. We'll talk more about that and how you can help out coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, every time one of these honor flights takes off, I see my friend Keith Hauser or Carl Lund or someone who goes on these a lot and volunteers. I see them post their pictures up on social media, and it's just awe-inspiring what they do for these veterans. They're getting ready to do it again on July 12th. And courtesy of my friend Keith here, as I got on the phone right now, with the Patriot Training Foundation and Shark Fitness, he has invited me to go along, and I couldn't be more proud of that fact. Keith, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Listen, very excited about going with you guys next week.
We are excited to have you. It's going to be a true honor to have you on board.
So this flight is going to happen July 12th. They usually take off from Lambert around 5:30 or 6 in the morning, spend a day taking these well-deserving veterans to D.C. to visit a variety of things, including the memorials, right, to the Vietnam War and the Korean War and all of that stuff.
We touch on everything in D.C. that it has to offer. It's a great day, and I tell you what, you're going to get a huge boost in patriotism next week. To be around these veterans and hear their stories, we've got 13 Korean War veterans, 45 Vietnam, and we have a very special War on Terror veteran going with us as well. That's our first time we're taking one of those guys.
Wow. I mean, how long have you been involved in this, Keith? Because I've known you for 20-plus years. Keith, started Shark Fitness, and we used to have you on the morning show at Channel 4 when I was over there all those years ago. But you've been helping out veterans and patriots who are getting ready to go to our military academies for years and years.
Yeah, you know what? And it's such an honor to be around these folks, too, to see the improvement they can have in their career, to keep them safe along the way. As far as my time with Honor Flight, you know, I really don't keep track, to be honest. Probably I'd say 6 or 7 years. I started as a volunteer guardian for a World War II veteran that I didn't know, and went from that position to a flight leader, and now I'm a flight captain or a bus captain on the way. It's great.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be such an honor to get to go up there. It takes a lot of organization. I know the Greater St. Louis Honor Flight folks work hard on this all the time. People can go on and apply for their veteran to get to go. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. That's at gslhonorflight.org. And you can go to be a veteran, you can apply to be a volunteer, or go support our mission. We've got our 100th flight coming up in November, and we're really excited about that. We're one of the first chapters in the country to make 100 flights.
Well, it's just outstanding. And there is when you go to that website, gslhonorflight.org, there's a donate button right on the page there where you can help offset this cost, because clearly what you're doing here is sending a plane load of people when you include the veterans and the people that go along to assist and help out and escort them on this trip. That's a lot of expense.
It is. And there's 150 volunteers or more that work very, very hard on each one of these flights. And we're all volunteers for it. So it's a very personal mission to all of us. And you'll have a chance next Tuesday, Mark, to really see why it's so important to fund these missions. It's especially as we start to migrate into the Vietnam era veteran. There's some special things we do on their behalf, given how they were welcomed home, or the lack of welcome home, I should say. And it just, it means a lot to them. And, you know, it's so wonderful to hear their comments after the flight is over about how it's one of the best days of their life. And these Vietnam guys, which I'm really passionate about, you know, they will say that they've been waiting 50 years to have someone say, welcome home and thank you. And that's tragic in our nation's history.
Yeah, it really is. You know, Keith Hauser's my guest, and I want to talk for a moment about your Patriot Training Foundation as well. I know you don't brag a lot about all the things you're involved in, but this is pretty amazing because you're committed to helping people who are serving or getting ready to serve in our military and law enforcement, right?
Yeah, you know, that's been an 18-year mission that I started. Again, another volunteer thing that I've done. We have migrated over the past 4 or 5 years to be almost 80% helping law enforcement. So at our facility that we put out west, we built a 550-acre facility that is open without cost to law enforcement. We train most of the local SWAT teams and snipers and ERTs and special units like that. It gives them a chance to get some realistic training if they can't find anywhere in the metro area. And again, we foot the bill for it. So there's a lot of small municipalities that can't afford even the most basic things, and we take care of it for them.
Wow, that is cool. That is buildwarriors.org. People can go there and find out more about what Keith's been up to there. Hey, my friend, thank you again for joining me this morning, and I would encourage people to go check out the Honor Flight for Greater St. Louis, GSLHonorFlight.org, and I'm going to be calling in live to the show here when we're out at Lambert and, of course, when we get to D.C. as well, and I can't wait to take part in it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Keith Hauser, love to get him on here and appreciate all that he does. And so much of it is volunteer, right? And everybody that's going to be going on these trips, a lot of the folks are volunteers who give up their day and go with these vets to D.C. I can't wait. And I'll be calling in with updates from
Lambert.
You're
going to call in on your own show.
I am going to call in. I won't be able to host because at about 5:30 or 5:45, I'll be boarding the flight to leave for the day.
I remember when the World War II memorial was first proposed, and I put money in because my father was a World War II veteran. And I asked somebody who was a veteran, I was like, why isn't there already a national World War II memorial? And what he said was a poignant thing. He says, because every town in America has a World War II memorial because every town in America gave to that war.
Right.
Of course, there's a World War I in Kansas City, a national memorial. So, yeah, that would be something to see.
Yeah, well, the World War I museum here next to the station, I don't know if you've been over there or not, but they just redid that, and it's a beautiful facility if you haven't been downtown to see it. But, yeah, that World War II memorial is impressive, the one that they built in D.C., and it used to be that former congressman, senator, I should say, and presidential candidate Bob Dole, even in recent years, right before he died, would have them wheel him out there in his wheelchair, and he would greet veterans who, from these honor flights, that were coming from around the country to see that memorial for the first time.
Yeah, my father never saw it. I have not seen it, but I know my father's name is inside of it because, you know, the donors at the very beginning, we all got to put a veteran's name into it.
And,
and so my father's name is in it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be emotional, I'm sure, on a lot of levels, and just excited that I get to be a part of it. I think that's pretty cool. All right. We will get to your phone calls here. 314-241-9797. Want to touch again on, before we get done here this morning, with the Sam Page news conference yesterday, if you missed it. One local reporter bulldogged the county executive a little bit and wouldn't back down until he got a straight answer from him. Still not sure he got a completely straight answer, but we'll let you listen to it when we come back. All I've got is a photograph, and I realize you're not coming back anymore.
There was something not included in his statement, and what he told you is the reason he was quitting was because there was a video. The statement that came out said he was quitting because of a family illness. There seems to be a discrepancy there as to the reason you knew why he was leaving as to oppose what your office shared with us.
So I believe your question is about why I am not more involved in exposing what's happening with the investigation. My answer is I'm not going to interfere with the investigation. The investigation is going to move forward, and I was asked for his resignation letter, and the investigation would proceed, and as it proceeds, we'll know more about what happened.
Have you been interviewed by Missouri Highway Patrol and other law enforcement?
So the question is about whether or not I've been interviewed by law enforcement or the Highway Patrol. No, I haven't. I don't know that anyone on my office has been interviewed. This is an incident that is between my former employee and the Highway Patrol and everyone else who is involved with handling that tape.
And maybe two of your former employees, because we don't know who the woman was in the video. Right?
Yeah, how'd she get in there? Was she
so
just visiting?
I think the question that you're trying to ask me is whether or not I like puppy dogs and rainbows. Like he's completely masterful at evading the question that Post Dispatch reporter Joe Holloman is asking.
You
there.
Noticed he said on the first one, "I believe you're asking the question."
I believe
that. Am I interfering with the investigation? He noticed he said that.
Yes.
And the other one, he actually verbatim repeated the question on the second one when he didn't mind giving the direct answer. But yeah, you bring up the very good point too of who was this woman? And I mean, we don't, if she's a victim, we don't want to identify her, but was she an employee of Dr. Page?
Well, according to her attorneys, she did not consent to being recorded.
Right.
She clearly consented to something according to the description of the videotape. I mean, right. I haven't seen it. It wasn't passed around like popcorn to me, as Sam Page suggested. But I've read the Post-Dispatch very graphic description of what it was, and I've spoken to people who've seen it. And if indeed she was a county employee, I mean, this happened in his office, 20 feet from Sam Page's office, separated only by a wall on the top floor of that building. There are only two people. There's only one person in higher authority in that building than Sam,
Cal Harris.
Cal Harris, yeah, and yeah. That is Sam Page. So that these are legitimate questions. Holloman kept on him. Go to cut to 14, please.
Do you know what hours did it occur during work hours, after work hours?
So I don't know anything about this video, and I appreciate your persistence, but I would direct you to the Highway Patrol because I've told you what I know.
The first statements that came out seemed to be that we were talking about political fighting, and it is political season. The statements that we received, the first statement we received, seemed more concerned with how the tape got shared than with the fact that this act was recorded in a county government office by the second in command.
So, Joe, I'll tell you again, this act was wrong. Recording it was wrong. Distributing the video was wrong. And the Highway Patrol will tell us what crimes were committed. You are correct. My political opponents are as intensely focused on this as they have been focused on everything else that's happened between now and before the last election. And that's to be expected in our community, in our country.
Oh, my goodness. Poor Sam. He's so put upon. You know, if you can't take the heat, stay out of the kitchen. And you brought a lot of this heat on your predecessor, Steve Stenger, but you don't want it brought on you. I think that's just fascinating.
But here, Mark Harder said this is the caliber of people that Sam Page has brought into the government.
Yeah, and here's the other interesting thing that they reported in the Post this week, and I'm not quite sure how I missed this. Faisal Khan, Dr. Faisal Khan.
His new job?
Hey, got named director of public health in Seattle.
In King County.
In King County. So Richard Callow, who's a big Democrat spinmeister for Sam Page, tweeted out congratulations to Dr. Khan and to the city of Seattle, who's apparently lucky to get
they
him.
They deserve each other.
First of all, my question was, did they even bother to Google what this guy did here?
He would get street creds there for that.
For flipping off
in
constituents.
Seattle, Washington, absolutely.
And claiming racism. So in Seattle, he'll be a star. They're
yes.
welcoming him out there.
Yes, open arms.
Did they question his medical credentials?
He's not a physician, but he does have a doctorate in public health administration.
Okay.
And that's what they wanted. All but right. They don't need doctors in Seattle. I mean, no. It's just like here. You know, they're medicked up to the gazoo.
Grey's Anatomy takes place in.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I mean, they have a hospital hill, which is second to none, basically.
Yeah,
so they
no
don't
kidding.
Need another doctor.
True. So that happened, and I'm not sure quite
but they
how.
They do need somebody who will do what they tell them to do.
and who knows? I mean, we could be preparing for the midterm pandemic at any moment now, because we don't know what variant. We've been on BA 2345. I think they're on BA 5 now.
Yeah.
You know what that stands for, right?
Biden administration 5. Right, yeah.
So we could come up with a 6 or 7 before November, and maybe Seattle is going to need someone like Dr. Khan to recommend shutting everything down again.
Well, if he doesn't, then Antifa will. So
that's true. In Seattle, that's very true. And I love Jason Smith, the congressman, brought that point up earlier. The areas that were shut down in Portland, Seattle, federal buildings assaulted, all those charges dropped, and yet there's still people in jail for what happened on January 6th.
They established that no police zone in Seattle.
Right in the middle of downtown, right?
And burned down the police station.
The autonomous zone, as I remember correctly.
Yeah, Dr. Khan could get in there.
He could. That would be perfect. That's just what they're looking for.
And hand out masks.
And they deserve each other, for sure. All right, Brian Kilmeade is up next. I'm sure they're covering more on the resignation of the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, this early morning. That was the big breaking news this morning. And then, of course, Annie Fry's along noon to 3. Mark Rudin's in here from 3 to 6, and we will see you tomorrow morning. Friday morning, we made it, at 5 a.m. See you then.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.